Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show today. This show is named Smart Soul because that's exactly what it's about, is supporting you in tripping into your own brilliance. Each week we're going to go ahead and have a conversation and some live coaching on basic issues and problems that we're all facing. What I've found is that over the years, as one person gets coached or asked questions, it turns out that many, many, many people that have shown up and that are listening also have the same questions or need the same type of coaching in an area of their life. So if you're shy about calling in today on our call-in line, please know that there are no silly questions and there's no silly coaching situations that we get ourselves into. The call-in number that you can reach me at is 646-378-1741. That number again is 646-378-1741. We already have our first caller on the line, so I just want to let you know that I will be calling you up here in just a minute. The area code that you're in is 416. So if you intend to be coached, go ahead and be ready. You'll be the first one, 416. You're going to be on the air in just a minute. Today we're going to be answering some questions, and much of our questioning is going to be around the topic of the internal guidance system. The internal guidance system is a body of work that I have developed personally, and you can find out more about that at smartsoul.com. And what you'll also find at smartsoul.com is a video that leads you through a meditation so that you can feel your own internal guidance system. And this show is really, you know, here to support people in using their internal guidance system, getting clear in their answers to the life's questions that they're facing. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines here. It says 416 is the caller, and you are on the air. Do you have a question today?
Hi, Zen. This is Sheldon calling from Toronto.
Hi, Sheldon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling in today. So what question do you have?
Well, my question is related to, I've been wanting to start some kind of an online business, and there's all kinds of offerings available by different teachers. Some of it is, if you join their program, it's supposed to be free training. And I'm just trying to, I've been looking at this for a couple months now, but I really haven't acted on it. I'm pretty good at when it comes to procrastination. I'm not quite sure what my question is, but what can I do about it in relationship to how I can use the internal guidance system?
Great.
Because there's hundreds of them out there vying for your time and your dollars.
Yes.
And it's sometimes I don't feel like I know which way to turn.
I can totally understand. Now, did you get an opportunity to come and see me when I was in Toronto?
No, actually, I didn't.
You didn't? Okay, I was just curious if you were in one of the courses that I did up there. Have you had an experience with your internal guidance system already?
I was on the call yesterday, and I've been on one previous call.
Great, and so you were feeling the expansion and the contraction in your body, correct?
Yeah, I was the guy yesterday with the smile.
Okay, yes. I remember you. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Great, well, thank you for being here. So, this is the situation. What is it? I want you to talk to me a little bit more about why you're choosing to do an online business.
Well, I've been involved with network marketing for several years, right? But I've been going the traditional route, you know, where you listen to your upline, they tell you talk to your friends and your acquaintances and your circle of influence and all this stuff. But eventually you run out of them, number one, because they're, you know, everyone's got a different size of circle of influence they're working with. Number two, you know, once you hit them a half a dozen times, they can smell you coming. Even if you've got something that's of value.
Yes, I agree.
All that open to listen.
Right. And so, but that doesn't answer. So
okay,
is it something that's really exciting to you to be involved in an online business, or is it something you're doing to make money?
It's something I'm doing to make money because I don't see another way to generate leads. I mean, I'd rather work face-to-face and, you know, body-to-body with people personally.
Right.
But
so do you enjoy network marketing then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's basically helped support me for the past 11 years with one particular company.
Okay, great. So you do enjoy the network marketing. You do believe in the products that you're selling. It's just that you're not able to find the kinds of leads that you want.
Right.
Right. And so, and does the internet intimidate you at all? Or is it something you're actually pretty comfortable with technology-wise?
Well, Well, let's put it this way. I just got a computer set up at home 2 months ago. So that, you know, I used to run to the internet cafe.
Right.
So does it intimidate me? I don't really like to sit in front of it for too long, and that's probably may require more time than I'm maybe willing to give. But I mean, I should be able to see, you know, the prize at the end of the road with lots of free time if I can create more abundance through a particular program.
So let me tell you a little bit about what I've discovered, okay, around our life's purpose and about making money and about following our heart's desire. What happens when you've got this expansion and this contraction and this neutral sensation that your internal guidance system produces in your body, in your chest area, is that you may get excited about something and it'll lead you down a path, but if you're not intended to be doing something, you'll feel a tight anxiety in your body or closing sensation.
Yes.
So what happens for many people when they start using their internal guidance system is, let's say they get very excited about some idea.
Right.
And then what happens is they start looking, their mind takes over, and they start writing down all the things that they feel, the steps they need to take in order to make that idea come to fruition. Right?
Yeah.
And some of those steps along the way are actually things that they don't want to do. Like maybe one of the steps is writing a business plan. Everyone says, you need to write a business plan. You need to get this business plan together. And they start to go sit down to write a business plan, and they lose all their energy. They're struggling. They can't get through it, and they can't figure out why, if this idea is something that they love to do, why it's so hard. Well, what I found is that resistance, those roadblocks, now I'm not saying you don't ever bust through roadblocks, and we'll talk about that in a second, but that resistance or that blockage in desire to do something means that it's not yours to do, or it's not time to do it.
Okay.
I remember one time I had a client who paid me a good amount of money to create a program for them, and every time I sat down to do it, I closed. And I was in resistance and unhappy, and I couldn't make it work. And when I thought about not doing it, I would open. My IGS would open. I thought, gosh, I'm just being flaky here. Well, actually, what ended up happening is about 3 weeks into the project, the person called me and said, how far have you gotten on that project? And I said, well, to be quite open with you, I haven't gotten very far at all, because every time I sit down to do it, something stops me. And I end up going and doing something else. And she said, thank God, we just lost our funding. We can't afford to pay you. I'm glad you haven't put any time into it. Yeah. So it could be that maybe, you know, if you're in any kind of resistance, or you can't decide about which online company to be a part of, it could be because maybe you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
It could be that it might be the biggest waste of your time ever. Now, the desire that you actually have that I'm hearing is that you would really love to have more leads, and you'd love to stop sucking off your friends so that they don't feel like every time they talk to you, you're going to try and sell them something. You want to find people who really want to buy what you have. Right?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I totally understand. You know, I had in my earlier years network marketing in my background too, so I know how hard that can be. But if you really believe in your product and you love what you're doing, maybe you should find somebody who doesn't like to talk to people, who loves to be on the Internet, that could do the Internet marketing with you, and you two could partner.
Hmm.
They've already done the research.
Right.
They already know everything that they need to know about that portion of it, and you can partner with them. Some of these people may actually already be in the organizations that you've been researching that are trying to sell you like the next greatest thing to marketing online. And they're sitting there, and they don't know how to get the product started or the business started or the part that you're holding started.
Okay. In other words, they may have the internet marketing experience, but they don't have a particular program or product to market at this point.
Yes, and they don't want to deal with people. Like, you love talking to people on the phone and meeting face-to-face, and that,
yeah,
they may not want to at all. They may want to just generate leads, and then you go and close them, and you guys split the profit.
Yeah, that's a possibility, sure.
But if you're not really one that likes to sit behind a computer, and you haven't spent a lot of time on a computer where you're going to have to do a lot of ramp up and catch up, then you want to look, because your internal guidance system will send you the people that you need and the inspiration that you need
Right.
To move your business forward. We're not really asked to do a bunch of stuff that we don't like to do. That's a big misconception. And now I want to talk just a moment about pushing through barriers and obstacles and resistance. It's not that you never have resistance when you have your internal guidance system, that you never push through resistance, okay? Sometimes resistance can be in the form of a fear that maybe you can't do it or you don't have enough skill or there's going to be, you know, that it's going to be too hard. But if that opening sensation in your body is moving you forward towards something, you'll have the inspiration to move past those obstacles.
Okay,
but if you're feeling resistance, you want to take a second look and see, is this something that I'm supposed to be doing? Is there another way? And by resistance, I mean that closing of your IGS, that anxiety feeling in your stomach, your chest, your throat area.
Right.
If you are having resistance, that means, and literally, which is what I'm talking about, the closing, what you're thinking is not in alignment. The plan that you're making is not in alignment. It's not going to get you where you want to go. You're closed. And you need to keep being imaginative and using and moving your ideas around until you find that opening again. So what I would do is I would sit and say, is this, is there a statement person or you're a question person? Did you find that out yesterday?
I'm probably a little of both. I know that that's also an option.
Yes, it is.
I can't make up my mind.
I'm sorry.
I would probably say, well, I often say out loud to myself, you know, what's going on, what's happening to me, so I'm not, rather than say, you know, this is happening to me, I guess I'm more of a question person.
Okay, well, let's ask. How's that? Can
okay.
you put down a piece of paper or whatever you're doing and just drop in? And I'd like you to pay attention to your feeling of your feet, like we did yesterday in the call.
Okay.
And then go ahead and bring your awareness to the palms of your hands and just kind of drop into your body by paying attention to your feet and your hands. Remember to breathe. And then go ahead and go into your listening, which what I mean by that, for people who are listening in, is you experience the sounds in the room around you, not by naming them like bird or buzzing computer or phone sound, but by just experiencing the sound and letting yourself drop into relaxing. It clears your mind. And now I'm going to have you hold a thought. And the thought is, I am a question person. I am a question person. It's the first sensation between your throat and your stomach. What do you feel? Anything?
Well, the first sensation was like a closing, like right in where the sternum starts at the bottom.
Yes, perfect. So you're not a question person. So now let's make the other statement. I am a statement person. Try to clear your mind and be in your listening.
Well, it definitely feels lighter than the other one, but I still felt a sensation in the same area, but I felt like...
Felt lighter.
Yeah, I felt like a smile on the top part, kind of like a dropping in the
yes.
same spot, so...
So you want to know that sometimes you can hold two thoughts. People think that their minds can't hold two thoughts. So I would say that you're a statement person based on the opening in your chest,
yeah.
and that there's probably some background thought going on a little bit.
Right.
So with that said... Do you mind if we move on and I want to just have you ask a few questions here on the phone about your marketing?
Sure.
And then we'll, you know, that from there that'll get you started. Now, when you're going to use your internal guidance system to ask questions, I want to just make sure that you're aware that this internal guidance system, this IGS, is working all the time to guide your thoughts and let you know whether what you're thinking is in alignment with where you want to go or not. So it's not like you have to sit and ask questions like this. But in the beginning, when we're just getting to know the internal guidance system, it does help to sit, focus on your feet and your hands, kind of be in your body because that's where this sensation's happening. And then to go into your listening, if you're paying attention to your feet and hands and trying to listen to the room, what happens is your mind has so much going on with what it's trying to be aware of, it has a tendency to quiet itself, which is the whole purpose of that.
Right.
But I just want to let you know that you're already out there moving them. Whenever you're out there on the go and moving and doing whatever you're doing, this expansion and contraction is still happening to support you. So with that said, let's go ahead and focus on your hands and your feet again.
Okay.
And then go into your listening, and I'm going to make a statement about your marketing. It is in my highest good to purchase an online program for marketing. First sensation, it is in my highest good to purchase an online marketing program.
Pretty neutral.
Okay. Let's go ahead and make another statement. It is in my highest good to partner with someone in internet marketing.
Yeah, definitely an opening.
You got an opening sensation. Great. Now let's go ahead and make another statement, okay? I already know the person that I should partner with.
I'm getting neutral there. I mean,
okay, neutral is still guidance. That's one of the great things about and something that's really important to know is that neutral, all it means is that you haven't hit upon the thought. There's just no signal. That doesn't mean it's not working. So let's ask another, or you're having a bunch of background thoughts, like maybe your mind is searching for someone.
Well, yeah, let's put it like this. I may know the person because I've already, you know, contacted several of them, but I may not know which one of the person that it is specifically.
Right. So I'm going to have you not think because your IGS, it will give you a neutral if you have too many thoughts going on.
Okay.
So what I would recommend is that just go ahead and go, and it's like, thank you, my mind. I know you're trying to help, but you just want to try to hold the one thought to get the guidance because your mind doesn't know as much as your IGS does, believe it or not. So let's go ahead and just ask the question again and go into your feet and your listening. You're feeling your feet and your hands and you're listening. Now, for those of you who are listening, by the way, on the radio show, you can follow along with us, and you can ask questions on his behalf and see if you get an opening, neutral, or a closing as well. We can feel each other's IGS, which makes it a very powerful tool for people in relationship and in business. So while you're sitting there, if you want to go ahead and do the same exercise that we're doing, along with Sheldon, you can do that. So, okay, so go ahead and put your awareness on your feet again and your hands. And go into your listening and try to really just let your mind get quiet. And the way you do that is by keeping your awareness on your feet and your listening. I already know the person I should partner with.
Okay, I'm getting an opening.
Great.
There doesn't need to be a name attached to that opening.
Nope. You just need to know that you already know them, so you're not looking for someone new.
Okay.
So now you're getting an idea of how to do this.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
You're welcome. So you can go ahead and do this. Now, I just want to let you know you just started exploring your internal guidance system, so it does take a little – it takes time. It's a skill. So you want to remember that neutral is guidance. It just means you haven't hit upon the thought or you've got too much background thought going on, so you want to go deeper into your listening, okay? And there's a whole bunch of information here that you don't know, so keep coming into the calls, okay? Keep coming into the and calling in and being a part of the radio program and the various things that we have going on at Smart Soul.
Okay, thanks very much.
But this will help get you moving forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you jumping on the line to call.
Welcome.
Okay. Hopefully I'll get to talk to you again. Report back and let me know how things are going, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So that was a great session where we got to actually kind of walk you through, and you can get an understanding of a little bit maybe by listening of how the internal guidance system works and how it can support you in your life. I want to give out our call-in number again, and that number is 646- 678 1741. 646-378-1741. And you can call and ask me anything that you'd like. There's no topic that's off limits. Of course, within the boundaries of the show. And I'd love to talk to you. I have gotten questions in from our smartsoul.com Ask Zen page, and I'm going to go ahead and answer one of those now. And the question is this. It was presented by a man by the name of Tomas, and the question is, can I change or modify my opening, or my yes, was what he put, but I would say opening, of my IGS response? He says that his no response is very clear, but his yes is expansive and flows naturally with his in-breath, and he's wondering if he could trick himself into a false yes. So this is the thing. First of all, I want to make sure that you know that that the internal guidance system opening and closing is not a yes or a no. It's really more like an opening of a valve that lets in more water, or closing of a valve, like a spigot that lets in less water, okay? That's how I would, you know, say if you were going to use opening and closing. And the best way to think of it is like a compass. So if open is facing north on a compass, right, you'll notice that if you've ever used a compass, that needle doesn't just point north and stay fixed. Whoa, north. It actually wavers back and forth. That's because true north is an energy. And the compass is managing to tune into that magnetic field of true north. If you think about closing as being south, the opposite, right? And you think about neutral maybe being east or west. I'm going to use east for this example. What you have is you really have a needle that moves back and forth, and the power of the opening or closing, like sometimes you can get a really big rushing opening feeling and get chills in your body. That's what I would say. It's pointing true north. Thoughts you're having are absolutely in alignment with your purpose. You need to be focused upon them and moving towards them. However, you can get slight openings, more like in between neutral, and which would be east and north. You can get different gauges and levels of opening in your body based on whether your thoughts are in alignment and how aligned they are. And so part of the practice of your internal guidance system is really working on learning how to focus your mind and true up to the experience that your internal guidance system is giving you. Now, with that same thing, going south would be a big closing energy. It can almost feel like terror or anxiety or really deep levels of suffering or tightness in the body, fear, worry, anxiety. That would be when the needle's actually pointing south. And why I like to think of it this way is because it's not a yes or a no. It's more tuning into how in alignment the energy of your thoughts are. Now, I don't mean to be woo-woo on you, because this practice to me is an incredibly powerful and practical tool that you can use, and it's as an application in your life to have clarity and to understand where exactly you're supposed to be moving towards and where you're to be focused. It's really an important practical tool, but the fact of the matter is our thoughts are energy. They're physically energy. They can be measured, and they carry different, you know, frequencies, and in that, what we focus on, we get. Just like in any business, you know that if you write a business plan and you set out your quarterly goals and you rally the team around it and you put it on a board in front of everybody's face, it's much easier to achieve those goals with that level of heightened focus than to just be like, oh, yeah, I hope we get to make X amount of money this year. Okay, everybody, go back to work. It's not how it works. Now I want to take that and get back to the question at hand, which is, can you modify your yes? Basically, what he's saying is, can you trick your internal guidance system to get a false yes? And my answer is no, you can't. Yes, you can breathe in and relax your body more deeply. But when you're holding the thought and looking to get guidance on it, you can't take an opening sensation and make it close by holding the same thought, and you can't take a closed sensation and make it open. Many, many people who've been studying this work for a very long time understand that. In fact, once you get closed, it can be very hard to understand how to bring your IGS into a space of being open. because our mind is kind of like a spiral. It begins to kind of spiral downward, or it begins to spiral upward based on whether you feel good inside or bad inside. So even if you were to trick it to where you try to pretend to trick it to where you try to get this opening because you really want something, the second that you move towards that item or that thing, if it's not for you, you will close. Your IGS doesn't just give you answers when you're asking. It gives you answers the whole time. So I'll give you an example. I once wanted this really great phone. I'd been waiting and waiting and waiting to get this phone, this data phone that I could have my sync to my computer and my calendar, and I'm on the go a lot, and it was just going to make my life so easy. It was like a $500 phone, so I went into the phone store. I was finally ready to buy it. I was all excited and learning about all the features, and we went through the whole thing, and I walked out the door, and I had all this emotion about being excited for having my new sexy phone, but when I walked out the door, I realized I was closed, and I was like, oh, no. I stopped for a second and held the thought, it's not the right time to buy this phone, and I opened. Now, I suddenly got disappointed because I was so excited and I'd been waiting so long and I had already bought it and I didn't want to be embarrassed by going back into the store and taking it back. But literally, I just walked about 3 blocks and the farther I got away from the store, the more closed I felt when I was thinking about how I should keep the phone and it's the right timing and I don't have to listen to my IGS. And I finally got to the place where I was so closed, that needle pointing south, that I turned around. I went back to this phone store and walked in and said, you know what? I think I need to take the free phone. This one doesn't feel right. Something doesn't feel right. And the guy looked at me and goes, I know what you mean, and that's totally okay. It had a 30-day return. About a week later, I got 2 flat tires in my car. 2 flat tires at the same time. I ran over a bunch of nails in the road. And guess how much those tires cost to replace? $500. I needed that money. No, but a month and a half later, I had the money again, and I went in and got the phone, and it felt great. I felt totally open. And I do, to this day, love that phone. But your internal guidance system has a broader base of wisdom, and you can't trick it. It's not how it works, because it's always with you, and it's always paying attention to your thoughts. My opinion is we didn't incarnate down here. We didn't come to this place without some help, a lot of help. And one of these helpers is our internal guidance system, helping us know whether our thoughts are taking us in the direction we want to go or not. And it's pretty diligent. Now, another question that Tomas asked is, can the IGS be more clear? So the clearness, or should I say the magnitude of opening or closing of your internal guidance system comes with how aligned your thoughts are. It doesn't come from you trying to make it mean something. So if you're having a thought that's really, really on your path and your purpose, you're going to have this big, expansive feeling inside. Now, if you're just joining us, you can do a meditation for free at smartsoul.com. There's a video there, and you can go through and have an experience of your internal guidance system so that you'll have an awareness of what we're talking about. You don't have to go do it now. I want you to stay on the show for now. But if you have not had that experience and you don't know what we're talking about, go ahead and jump on there. That'd be great so you can get yourself caught up. And what we're talking about is this expanded energy, and this expanded energy doesn't get bigger because you want your IGS to get clearer. The actuality of it is as your thoughts get more in alignment, as you focus and you look for the thought that opens you most, that's how you get the bigger opening. And then last but not least, Thomas asked that he's learned that he cannot follow his IGS or tune into his IGS while he's laying down. He has to be sitting or standing. And do I find that, you know, so I have not found that's the case. I can definitely be open or closed while I'm laying down. But I can understand where you would need to have more focus, and sitting or standing has a tendency to create a body awareness and more focus. However, if you've ever been laying in bed worrying at 3 o'clock in the morning and you'll feel that tight pit in the stomach and that tightening of the chest, you know your IGS is working when you're laying down. So just go ahead and use your internal guidance system when you're sitting or standing, Tomas. It's totally fine, but I just would like to let you know that if you are laying down, you can still feel your internal guidance system. Now, with that, I'm going to go ahead and give our call-in number again, and that number is 646 877-378-1741. And I am taking callers to ask questions so that they can be supported in what they're doing with their internal guidance system. You can ask any life question that you want. We can walk you through this internal guidance system and how you can get your own answers. That number again is 646-378-1741. And I'm going to get back to one of the other questions that we had that came in through email this week through the Ask Zen page at smartsoul.com. And that question is from Virginia. And Virginia is in Europe. She's writing in from Europe. I hope that you're getting an opportunity. I email everyone and let them know that their question's going to be answered. So I'm hoping that Virginia got to call in or be a part of this show. But the question is this. How do I know if I'm listening to my IGS, internal guidance system, or ego, my mind, when I'm taking inspired action? Well, this is the part of this that's coming, where this is coming from is in your when you're working with your internal guidance system, in your more advanced stages of working with it, you don't sit and ask questions back and forth. You don't say, oh, can I do this? Can I do that? Should I do this? Is this in my highest good? What actually happens is the internal guidance system becomes integrated in your body, and you begin following it as a way of flowing through life. You follow this open, expanded feeling, and your thoughts almost become a secondary part of the way that you run your life. And much of what it feels like that you're following is you feel like you're following a sense of divine inspiration that's moving up out of your body. You know, Eckhart Tolle, in the work that he was in, the courses that he was doing with Oprah, he talked about, and in his book, A New Earth, he talks about an upwelling of desire that comes up out of the body, and that's how he knows when to move forward, when to do something, how to move from his state of being present when right action, authentic action is being called for from his being. It's how he moved to the States to write his book, and it's how he wrote his book. What felt moving in him was what he put on the page. And he also cautions us from his experience to be very careful between the difference between the egoic desires and this net divine presence of being desire that comes up out of the body. And what I have found between the two is, one, your internal guidance system is helping you tap into that experience of desire. But also, two, that the egoic desire that I've witnessed in my body experience is very much covering up something. So, for instance, there may be a pain or an upset there, and the cravings or the desires that are of the egoic mind are wanting to have that be covered up or stuffed with food or alcohol or relationship or drama or anger. There's all kinds of things that we get ourselves addicted to or we begin to crave in order to cover up the egoic sensations that we're having or the pain body, as Eckhart would put it. Those are not the same desires. They are very often they have us go unconscious. And that is how you can sense what it is, because while you're in the midst of doing it, for instance, eating that, stuffing your face with food, rah, 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 right? You're not conscious. In fact, most of the time, if you've had an experience like that, when you're doing whatever that craving is, you're not even tasting it. You're not even experiencing it. You're trying to get it into your body so fast to cover up what is causing you pain that you don't even realize what it tastes like or what it is like. The other piece of this is that this experience of being moved through this desire that is part of your divine source, part of the life force energy, chi, Holy Spirit. There's all kinds of different ways that wisdom texts and different religions have spoken of this energy. It's something that everybody on the planet's already following and feeling. Athletes feel it when they're in the flow. They call it being in the flow. They're in the zone. You know, for me, it comes sometimes when I'm cleaning my house on a Saturday. Not when I'm cleaning up necessarily to get ready for somebody coming over and I'm in a hurry, but when I'm enjoying cleaning my home, it's almost this divine flow. I pick up this thing and I put it over there and put it away, and then I grab the stuff to oil my furniture and then the Windex, and I'm cleaning this and cleaning that, and nothing's in really any kind of order. It's all getting done beautifully, and there's this just natural flow of it getting done, and I get to the end, and I've enjoyed every moment of it, and you just move from one moment to the next. people that are doing things that are their divine gift to give to the world will have this sense of flow when they're in the moment of giving their gift. So it's not something that is unusual for you in your life. It's actually something that's there. All of these beautiful principles of spirituality are already in every single one of our lives. It's just that we haven't had the words for them, the context for them. And so, Virginia, what I'd like to say is that if you're listening to your internal guidance system when taking inspired action, you will have that expanded, open feeling. And when you're coming from your ego, or your mind, as you put it, if what you're thinking of doing next in the world, or saying, or how you're being, is coming from your egoic mind, it may or may not be in alignment. It's not about whether it comes from your egoic mind or not. It's whether or not you're open, whether or not you have that expanded energy in your body. And if you have that expanded energy in the body at the thought that you're having, because remember, your internal guidance system is only giving you a sensation on what your mind is producing, on what you are thinking. It's never giving you a sensation about things in the outside world or people in the outside world. You don't have a thought that's a bad guy and feel a closed sensation, and it's because the thought is accurate. So if you're having divine opening inside, if you're having this experience of ease, that means that what you're thinking is in alignment. And it doesn't matter anymore about the egoic mind when you're taking inspired action. You are in alignment. That's all there is to it. Your IGS is giving you a yes, a thumbs up, you know, move that way, kid, is how it works. And the second part of your question, which I find very interesting and important, is that you asked, that you stated that you feel anxious about success or when something simple that you want to manifest, when it comes to mind, you start feeling anxiety, and that you believe that this anxiety is stopping you from receiving your larger goals. You asked me what you can say to yourself in order to shift that. So what I need you to discover is there is a difference between excitement and anxiety, so you want to make sure you know the difference, and the way that you can get into that is simply by asking your internal guidance system. Sit quietly with both feet on the floor, put your awareness on the bottom of your feet and then the palms of your hands. Go into your listening to what's happening in the world or the room around you from a place of experiencing it, and ask, am I excited about this thing in my future and my success? And see if you get an opening or a closing. If you get a closing that's not excitement, then say, then am I fearful about my success? And see if you get an opening, expanded feeling, or a neutral or a closed. You need to dig in a little bit more as to what's actually happening around this success issue and this manifestation issue, because, you know, you'd think that we know how we feel, but you got to remember, all of our programming came between the ages of 0 and 8 years old. Our emotional development doesn't even start really until well after, you know, 5 and 6 years of age. And so a lot of what we've characterized as fear, or what we think of as suffering or painful or rejection or abandonment, isn't even real. So it's interesting when I have people actually check in and see if what they're naming, the emotion that they're feeling in their body, if that's true, if that's in alignment, they'll close and they'll be like, what do you mean I'm not feeling rejected? And we'll dig in a little bit further and find out that what they're actually feeling is not rejection, it's that they're feeling insecure. They're not maybe not feeling rejection. What they're actually feeling is lonely. And you have to find that authenticity. So dig in a little bit when you feel successful. Now, with that said, because I don't want to assume anything about your experience, with that said, if it is fear and you are feeling anxiety, what that simply means is that the thoughts you're having about that success, either one, that's not the direction that you're intended to be going in. It may be, and I've done this myself, it may be that what you're thinking about doing with your life is for all the wrong reasons. And as you start trying to position yourself to powerfully go after those things, your internal guidance system, as you're having the thoughts about achieving that future, is closing. I have found that 90% of the anxiety that I feel in my body is coming because through clothing. Now, there's other types of anxiety. I know that if I drink too much the next day, I'll have an anxiety feeling in my body. And I know that there's some foods that I can eat and things that, like coffee, that can give me that anxiety feeling. So I do understand that there's chemicals out there that make your body feel that. But 90%, if not a little more, of anxiety is closing of my internal guidance system, which means what I'm thinking is not what I really want. What I'm thinking is actually out of alignment. I'll give you an example. I may be thinking about getting it, that I'm going to get this job, that I really want this job, but if I have a tight feeling in my stomach and my chest, that means that that's not true. I'm not going to get the job. Or I could be worrying about losing my job and feeling a tightness in my chest or my stomach area, and my concern about losing a job is not true and not in alignment for me to be thinking. So what I would recommend, Virginia, for coaching, is that you write out what it is that you're looking at being successful, and it should open you. You should feel excited and joyous. You should feel confident. It should feel expansive. And if it doesn't, then you need to play with those goals. You need to play with what you're thinking of as success until you do feel that feeling. When I first started doing this work, I was a very high-paid consultant. I was an interim CEO for companies that would go in and find out what needed to happen in order for them to either be shut down or be able to be successful, companies that were in trouble. And it was a very high-paying position to be in, and I decided to do this, and I had to choose. And when I started to do this, I wasn't making very much money at all. I was making practically nothing, and it was a very big leap. But every time I thought about staying in the position that I was in with my consulting and being an interim CEO for corporations, I closed. I felt anxiety. And every time I thought about taking the leap and doing this full time, teaching and coaching and writing and getting this work out in the world, I opened. Now, you would think that leaving the one position that has all the great benefits and money to it and jumping into something that was less and scary and risky would cause anxiety. But it didn't, because it was my path. It was where I belonged. And I can tell you that in the past 9 years, I have worked with more people, and it has never been inconsistent that this sensation in the body is truly helping and supporting you to be end up where you're intending to go. And what I mean by where you're intending to go is your highest purpose, your most powerful possibility. So with that said, I want to thank you so much for your question. I love getting questions. If you go to smartsoul.com, what you'll find there is a video that's talking about the internal guidance system, and there's also a place where you can click, and there's a button that says Ask Zen. And if you have any questions and you're too shy to come on the show, I would love it if you would go ahead and just go there, type in your question. I get them each week. I review them. I try to make them, you know, kind of succinct with what we're talking about. And then I'll email you and let you know that your question was chosen. So if you can't make the show, you can always come and download and listen to it later. So you don't have to come on the air live. But with that said, we do have a caller who just called in, and I would love to talk to you. The area code that I'm going to be pulling out here is 703. So if you called in and you're in the 703 area code, I am bringing you up on the air right now. Hello, 703 area code, are you there?
Yes, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. I have a question about using my internal guidance system. Can I use it for motivation? Specifically, I'm talking about going to the gym.
Yes, okay. I'm going to have you talk a little bit more into your phone because you're a little quiet.
Okay.
That way I know everybody can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, that's so much better. Thank you.
Yeah, I have 3 hours today to go to the gym, and I'm feel like I need to force myself. And there was one time where I was sitting in my car, and I was going to drive to the gym, and I was getting a closing from my internal guidance system, and I thought, well, this is just ridiculous. Of course, I'm just, you know, I need to go to the gym. Well, I got to the gym, and the power was out. So
that is so typical.
It's very interesting. I thought, wow, this does really work. It really works. So today I'm just not motivated. I'm not really getting a closing or anything, but can I use my internal guidance system to motivate me to use those 3 hours at the gym?
Okay, so whenever there's resistance, yes, you can, and I want to look at this. So I can give you my history with exercise and what's happened and how I've used my internal guidance system, and maybe that can help you a little bit there.
Okay.
So you can jump in there and be like, I'm going to go to the gym, and it's how you position your thought. But when you're, if you're actually thinking about going to the gym and you're closing, then it's not intended for you to go to the gym. So my exercise history is I was buying gym memberships and trying to make myself go for years. And I would go for a week or two, and then I would just end up paying money and never showing up, right?
Yes.
And I couldn't make myself go. But then I found that I had no desire for it. You've got to follow that inspiration, that spark. So what I'd found was, as I was up at a girlfriend's house, and she started talking about how she's lost 25 pounds over 8 months by doing this walking program that Oprah had started. And I was like, what is that? She says, well, what you do is you make a commitment with a girlfriend, and you guys show up, and there's no quitting, and you guys do it every, you know, week. I found a girlfriend, and her and I met every 3 days a week at this one walk that we did in this Presidio in San Francisco, which is a gorgeous area, and you couldn't stop me. One, I had that great girl time that I needed that I wasn't making time for in my life. Two, it was absolutely beautiful to walk there. And three, I would never disappoint her, so I showed up. And it turned out to be great. Well, after, 7 or 8 months, I started getting resistance again. And lo and behold, the more that I'd try to push through that resistance to be there, her and I were kind of not getting along as well, and she started kind of annoying me with all of her stories, and everything kind of changed. And what ended up happening is I got invited to go to swim, and I ended up going to the community pool to do laps with someone. And the next thing you know, I couldn't get away from swimming. I was in love with it. I kept going. It was so easy. I wanted to swim. You couldn't stop me. People would try to stop me from swimming, and I'd be like, no, 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 no. I don't have time for that. I want to go swim tonight. So what I found is that there are so many different types of exercises out there. For a while, I got into a few months of belly dancing, which was awesome. And if you find... if you look through your thoughts and find something that you would love to do, that's how you motivate yourself with your IGS to do it. You never try to twist your own arm into something. Now, I have to, there are times when I have to do things that I don't necessarily feel like doing, but I can promise you this, I'm still open. I can't tell you how many times, for instance, I do a lot of conference calls. I work with a lot of people where I'll be sitting there and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be on the call. I don't want to do this. And I'll close. And I'll be like, oh, I do want to be on the call? And I'll open. And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want to be on the call, And I'll close. And I'll get on that call with that group of people. And it'll be an amazing experience, as always. And I'll get off. And I'm like, right, I did want to be on that call. So your IGS is always working, even if your ego is causing you issues. Do you understand?
Yes. And so what could be happening right now is... I could actually be saving my gym money by listening to my IGS to find another activity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And not only that, but what I would recommend is really spending some time. Have it be something that's not just enriching your body, but something that's enriching your life. I mean, for me, it wasn't just exercise needed to come along with something else. So for me, it was... the forest and the girlfriend and the conversation and the early mornings and the great way to start my day. With swimming, it was, that great rubbery feeling your body gets after you swim?
Mm-hmm.
I was going through a high-stress period of my life, and that physical relaxation was something that I just craved. I needed it. It was healthy for me. So you'll find that when you find the exercise, you won't be doing it just to do exercise for your body. You'll be doing it because it enriches a lot of different areas in your life.
That feels much better than just forcing yourself to exercise.
Yeah. And we have such little time on the planet, we might as well, get as much out of the richness of each hour we have.
Right, right. So my IGS is probably telling me you need to find a different different outlet, different exercise?
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead and feel your feet on the floor and feel the energy there, is it, what it feels like to have them resting on the floor. Are you a statement person or a question person?
Question.
Question person. Okay. So go ahead and feel your feet and then bring your awareness to the palms of your hands just so you can drop into your body a little bit. And then go into listening to the room around you. Is it in my highest good to end my gym membership?
I'm getting an opening.
Okay.
Okay.
So then, let's ask another question. Go into your listening.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another form of exercise that I could be doing?
It's open.
It's open. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I usually do is, what would be something that you would love to do? Something you find enticing and yummy or sexy or interesting or adventurous or fun?
I guess I'd like to get back to doing yoga.
Okay, then let's ask about yoga.
Okay.
So you said, I guess I'd like to get back to doing yoga. Do you really want to get back to doing yoga?
Not sure. It passes through my mind once a week or so.
It does? Okay, then let's ask about yoga.
Okay.
Okay. Is yoga the form of exercise I should be engaged in?
I'm getting a neutral.
Okay. So that's not it. So you know what you could do?
Mm-hmm.
Is you can go and get, you can jump online to a local community college. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to the Learning Annex, local Learning Annex website, and start looking through what types of exercises are in your area. Another great form of exercise that I did, which was really fun, was indoor rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's really strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it. There's no way you can think and climb up that wall. So my mind would get really, really clear. And I used muscles I didn't even know I had, and it was totally fun. And I met interesting people. So look around.
Okay. Now, by forcing yourself,
you know. Huh?
By forcing yourself, excuse me, by forcing yourself to go to the gym, are you upsetting your internal guidance system, or at all? Are you blocking it, or?
No, it's not. Your internal guidance system does not get upset.
Mad at you? Okay.
No, it doesn't get mad at you.
Okay.
If anything, you know, it's the divine flow of energy that's in all things. I believe that all of nature is operating into this open, expansive feeling, and we as human beings are starting to get back in touch with that so that we can come back into symbiotic order with all things. And the path of least resistance, and I don't mean the easiest path or the simplest path, that's not what I'm talking about, because I can tell you that your internal guidance system will open to you moving into some of the most challenging and difficult things, but it'll be the most rich, beautiful experience as well. It's, you know, like I said, all of nature is happening into this opening. It's life force energy. It's Holy Spirit. It's Chi. It's named so many different things in different religions and different wisdom traditions and different philosophies. So it's not something that gets angered, but it does take health away from our body to keep moving into the resistance. And I think more and more our medical institutions are recognizing the way that our thoughts affect our health. And it's this resistance, this tightening in the body that you want to be careful of. So it actually will drain your energy, and you can actually get yourself, you know, who knows what's going to, why or not to be at the gym. There's so much beautiful symbiotic happenings occurring around us in our everyday lives. It may have nothing to do with your exercise. It just may be by you finding a different form of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that you end up dropping into the community that you're supposed to be in, or meeting somebody that you're supposed to be in relationship in, or your next job opportunity is there.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? It could be that there's a, you know, for me, belly dancing was really powerful part of me connecting with my femininity again, where running or walking into a gym and lifting weights was not going to do that. And me connecting back in with my femininity was even more powerful than my experience of working out my body. And so the appetite and this divine movement of energy in your body that I call, you know, that's in divine inspiration that's moving you towards, which that's what this opening is. It's moving you towards some activity or away from another activity, is simply guiding us to where we belong, where you and you perfectly belong. You know, it's kind of interesting. If you go out into nature, you know, everything has this perfect symbiotic order. You know, even fires. I have a friend who went to Idaho to do this beautiful leadership course, and they were talking about how they had stopped the fires from coming through, and when they did that, the trees have to have a certain temperature in order for them to seed that has caused by fire. So the trees weren't receding. And these beetles, by stopping the fire, were starting to take over and killing all the forests. So even in nature, fire is a crucial element that's symbiotic and necessary. So in your life, there's all these little symbiotic things that are trying to break through the surface, and more than likely one of them is has nothing to do with you being in the gym.
I think that's obvious now. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you so much. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. So I want to thank everybody who's in the chat room that are complimenting me on the show. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you being here. And I'm very grateful that you're listening. If you want to find out more, you can go to smartsoul.com, like I had mentioned, and also on the Blog Talk Radio, there's three different videos that explain more of this. And Coach K, who's in the chat room, had mentioned that she likes the way that, you know, I explain the symbiotic happenings. One of the interviews that I did there talks about that more and in more of an in-depth way. I really do think that humans are in the process of becoming back in symbiotic flow and alignment with all of nature and each other, and that every one of us has a perfect part to play. Some of them will be little parts, some of them will be big parts, but they'll be our part, and they'll be our being able to give our perfect gift. It can be anything from being a grandmother who just adores taking care of her grandbabies so that her daughter can be at work, to people who are out cleaning up trash on the side of the highways and organizing, you know, local trash days, to smiling at the clerk on the other side of the counter and really looking them in the eye and asking them how they're doing. There's a zillion little symbiotic ways that our hearts are touched and moved to contribute. And sometimes we get so busy in our lives that we forget those perfect moments are right there. They're just right there. And if we can just slow down, breathe, pay attention to our feet, listen deeply, this beautiful little divine energy that we have being cultivated in us in every moment can come through and can support us in having our gifts shine. And it's when our gift is delivered to someone, then that person gets that same divine source of energy to support them in giving their gift to the next person. And it's really the way it works. It's not hard, and we're on our way there. You can't stop us. So with that, I just want to say I'm here every single Wednesday from 11 to 12. You're welcome to do the RSS feed, which is what creates the podcast so that this recording can be delivered, or this show can be delivered by recording into your iTunes or your whatever podcasting system that you use on your computer. I'm ever so grateful for people who've called. And you can also email me questions at askzen@thesmartsoul.com, sorry, smartsoul.com website. And I'm going to go ahead and sign off now, but I'm ever so grateful. Thank you, everyone, for showing up today. And I look forward to being here with you again at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time next week. And with that, everybody, go out and shine. Bye. Have a great day.